It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you you did the Riverwalk stuff and all that? Did you go to the Ripley's Museum?
No.
Alamo?
That's where the Oswald car is. The actual car that took him to work that day. That fateful day that there was the package in the back seat that he said, they're just curtain
rods.
That's
all it was, curtain rods.
Oh, they are curtain rods,
Dad. You got set up.
It's at the Ripley's Museum?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea why it's there.
There's a sign, believe this or not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's weird. Supposedly Buell Frazier's Chevy that he
took Lee Harvey to work in that day.
No.
Slightly exaggerated.
We did not go there, but I do have travel stories at 8:15, and we did experience the Riverwalk. But our daughter had a bit of a meltdown on the Riverwalk.
Oh, no.
So we didn't experience it for long.
Well, someday you'll be able to do that in Dallas. We're going to get a Riverwalk one of these days.
Isn't it amazing how kids are dictators? They can just act however they want, and you just have to adjust to it.
Yes.
If they want to. I've laughed about that over the years so many times, how a kid, you can fix a whole meal for them. For them, set it down on their tray, and when they're still in high chairs and stuff, and they'll just take the plate and they'll just throw it on the floor. you just gotta start all again.
Yeah.
It's so obnoxious. Anyway, okay, we're gonna talk about creepy things found in your home. This woman posted a story. Anita Rainier, not Anita Reindeer, but Anita Rainier. She said she and her husband moved into their new house outside of Seattle.
Seattle.
And they were getting ready to redo the cabinets in the kitchen. And when she was examining them, she found a small piece of paper tucked into the corner. And it was really well hidden, tightly tucked into the top of the cabinet. So she takes the note, she unfolds it, and it says, on one side, it says, don't look under the floor.
Oh.
And then on the back, it contained a series of random numbers. And so they were trying to figure out what these numbers were. She said, we divided it by our unit number, our zip code, the year the building was built, to see if we could get a whole number or a phone number or something, and no luck. They could not decode what these numbers
were. Kind of like the numbers in Lost.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Very much so.
Well, you remember the numbers, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are they?
I don't have time for that right now.
Why?
I want to hear
this
story.
We paused long enough for you to say them.
It's amazing.
No, I know what you're up to.
It's been going on 20 years.
So, of course, she posts it, and people start trying to decode these numbers. One person posted that 2906530, the first part of it was a bolt action shotgun. And then the second list of numbers was the Library of Congress identifier for the Private Investigator Handbook, the Do-It-Yourself Guide to Protect Yourself, Get Justice, or Get Even. Is the name of that book that this code referred to.
Okay.
So that was one person came up with that. Another person thought that it was a library card book identifier. And so it's probably the name of some book at the library. But no one came up with a definitive answer for this. Some people, though, I think came up with the correct answer. One commenter said, imagine you tear up the floorboards and you find another note that just says, made you look.
Right.
That's a great gag. Another person says a flooring company has taken marketing to a whole new level, that they just go to homes that are being sold during the open house and just tuck a number, tuck a note back behind a cabinet or something. And the woman who owns the home says that odds are they are going to have to tear up the floor to take a look, that this curiosity is
I think you got to, don't
is
you?
Getting to them. Would you do it? Nothing. What good is going to come of this when you're being warned not to look under the floor?
Right.
I mean, if somebody put something good there for you, like here's my buried treasure.
Okay, well,
then you're
going to
put look under the floor.
If it is something bad, do you want that under your house and you just walk over it every day?
Yeah, I don't think I could keep living there because I think
it would drive you crazy.
Yeah, I think there was a body down there.
Yeah.
So I'd have to tear up the floor.
But don't you live in the house at least for a month to see if anything bad happens? If nothing bad happens, then you're like, well, if there's a body down there, it's fine. They're not haunting.
No, I just
they're resting in peace.
I couldn't walk around or sit in my couch and watch TV knowing a body was down there, maybe.
Or maybe a dungeon that someone dug out. Then they covered
Why'd
it up.
Why'd your mind go immediately to the dungeon, to the dungeon?
I do a show with a serial killer expert, so
what?
I figured I'd throw that out.
By the way, dungeon is a childish word.
It is. It is a little dungeon.
What else you going to call it?
Then I was reading about other people, what they had found. You know, some... What's the weirdest thing you found? I've like found like old toys that had got tucked behind a wall. Oh, I found one time that was a coloring book from 1958 that was tucked in like a pocket door of an old house, of a house that was built in like the mid-50s. Hmm. And this was a coloring book that had gotten, some kid had gotten too far back behind the pocket door and they couldn't fish it out. And then I found this thing. Had gone that many years undiscovered. That was pretty cool.
I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, we don't knock down walls.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well,
do our own.
You are not fun to talk to.
We just live in houses.
Yeah.
But it's fun to explore houses. I found old tools, like from 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I've torn out walls or, you know, torn out sheetrock and then was going to re-sheetrock things. And I'll find all the original markings from when the builders were doing their calculations on 2x4s and stuff. So you see their pencil writing. That's cool. Sometimes they sign their names there. You don't care about that, George? Look at him. Gosh,
no,
he doesn't
care
at all. He's got Bugs Bunny lazy eye. I found areas where the workers were drinking like an old can of Pepsi or Coke or something, and they just set their can and it's still buried inside the wall, and you'll look at the can, and I went and traced back when the cans looked like this, and it was from the 20s. That was kind of cool.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
But none of that's creepy. It's just kind of interesting and fully explainable. Some of these people are finding weird stuff. This guy says that he found a headstone in his basement that had his name on it. And it turns out that his grandpa kept the stone of his great-grandfather, who he was named after, and didn't know about that.
So that's...
But he didn't know about it at the time, so it was really kind of creepy.
He kept the stone. What happened to the cemetery?
I don't know. Sometimes they replace headstones if one gets broken or, you know, worn. Sometimes you'll buy a new headstone and update it. This one was the one that creeped me out the most. This woman said, when my husband and I were house hunting, we stopped by one house that was actually quite nice. While we were checking it out, the basement, my husband noticed a really narrow hallway leading off the basement, like a passage. And thinking that there was some mechanical stuff that might be down there, we followed the tiny passageway. At the end was a bunker-like room.
Wow. See there?
With a single light bulb on a string hanging in the center of it. And a giant children's drawing on the wall.
Creepy.
Wow.
Creepy. Creepy.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the detail that just makes it all. So, anyway, have you ever wanted to build dude, you just conversationally.
I'm sorry.
Conversationally, you're a dead end.
Finish your question. I'm sorry.
Have you ever wanted to build a secret room or wanted a secret room? When you're a kid, you didn't even want a secret room in your house?
Yeah, I guess. For sure.
Once again, I hit a cul-de-sac with this guy all the time. Just goes nowhere.
Yes, I would love a secret room or maybe even a dungeon.
Yes. Well, now new homes are built with panic rooms, which are secret rooms.
Yeah.
Every house we moved into when I was a kid, I was always mentally studying the layout to make sure there wasn't any unaccounted for space.
Oh my gosh.
That, hey, this wall should go a little bit farther than it does. There must be something back behind here.
Were you pushing on every bookshelf to see if it
was open? That was always like so magical movies. When I was a kid, when there was some object on the bookshelf that you would pull forward and then the whole shelf would rotate.
It was always like the head of Benjamin Franklin and it'd pull forward at the neck.
It was always like a founding father statue. Pull forward at the neck and the thing. And then it always spun around. And there was comedic possibilities with the person was gone, then they would reappear, and then they would...
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, very Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
But yes, the bookshelf that opens up and there's a whole nother world back behind it. I've got to do this one of these days. Before I leave this earth, I'm going to build a secret room and just make it as creepy as possible, all for creeping out whoever gets the house later.
With lots of notes.
It's a lot of work.
Yes. I think the idea of the bunker room is a great one with the single light bulb. I won't do children's drawings in there, but I'll probably do the hash marks. You know, it looks like somebody was counting down days or something like that. Gosh. All over the wall, just scratched into the wall. It'd be so great. All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.